Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you enjoy the resources in the details of this podcast episode. If you click that little details button, you'll be able to find all of the links that I talk about in my podcast. This is episode number 85, How to Make Cleaning Fun. Hey there, minimalists. I hope you're having an excellent day today. We have been on the road for a little bit now and we are doing great. We are enjoying visiting loved ones, but working on our rig. We're kind of doing some family time stuff that we have been really neglecting lately, and it's been really nice. Traveling out of the Pacific Northwest to where we are right now was really nice. We were able to stop at some places that had pools and things like that, but we traveled really rapidly. And honestly, if you're considering full-time RVing, or if you want to take a sabbatical for a year and travel the US or wherever your country is or whatever, I would strongly suggest traveling as slowly as you can and having rest days where you can enjoy living as well. Driving all the time is exhausting. And for those of you that are long haulers or anything like that, oh my goodness, my hat goes off to you. Traveling is very, very tiring. And especially when you're traveling with a big rig, it's a little bit nerve-wracking and that sort of thing. There's a random tip for you in case you are considering doing even just like a road trip or whatever and you are trying to plan it out. If you haven't done one before, take time to rest and enjoy the locations you're in. Whenever we don't, I always feel really worn out. We kind of rolled in that way, especially after the spring that we had. I was already exhausted anyway, but it's nice to be here and we're relaxing, enjoying, and trying to kind of unwind. It's interesting how everything immediately shifted as soon as we left. It always happens like that. As soon as my husband's work is done for the school year, it's just completely different. Our whole family lifestyle is totally different. And when you add into the mix that we are full-time RVers and have been stationary and are suddenly driving all over the place, it just changes everything. I'm taking a breather from my goals. For the most part, I'm just not worrying about it for a little bit because I need to get back into some kind of a summertime routine and figure that out a little bit. So I'm trying to be easy on myself. I have been honestly being easy on myself since the spring was challenging in its own way. So I'm working on relaxing and rejuvenating, and I'm excited for that energy that will come, and I'm excited for the creativity and hard work that I'm going to be able to do once we are on the road again, done visiting family and exploring. I find a lot of inspiration from visiting new places, and that is often where I find ideas for stories, for my How to Be a Minimalist stuff video, all that sort of thing. And it's not really something that I've been able to get much of lately. So I'm excited to be out and enjoying those kinds of things and refilling this cup that needs to be filled. We did finish Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which is the fifth book of the series. And between that and the book that I read on my own, I have read 6 paperbacks this year, and it's been so awesome. I have really found rejuvenation in my love of reading, and it's wonderful. I am excited to pick up some more stuff out of my to-be-read pile that I already have. I'm not going to buy any more books, but I'm excited to get reading on some other things because I find myself wanting to read when we're not reading Harry Potter. So the summertime is a great time to relax and enjoy some reading time. My husband and I are also celebrating our anniversary. We've been married 17 years tomorrow as of when I'm recording this. So just a little bit before you will actually hear this episode. And it is another reason to just slow down and enjoy what's going on in our lives right now. For my something interesting today, I'm going to link a few of my favorite songs. I am always looking for new music to listen to. These are definitely styles that I enjoy very much. I don't understand Spanish that well, especially when it's in lyric form. It's very poetic. It's really hard to understand. And also when it gets going really fast, that can be very difficult for me to understand. So I don't know what Juanes is saying in this song, but it sounds really good. Also, I love Paramore. I've loved Paramore music for so long, and I've really come to enjoy 21 Pilots in the last little while. So I'm going to link those YouTube videos directly from the artists, the official videos, in the details of this podcast episode in case you want to check them out as well. I've Got Paramore's Still Into You, which I always think about my husband whenever I hear that song. Super catchy and poppy and fun and energetic to listen to while cleaning, as well as the Juanes song is just, I don't know, it's just a great song. It has a great beat and his voice is amazing. So, you know, can't go wrong with that. And the 21 Pilots Hometown song has a great driving beat. I just love listening to 21 Pilots music. I haven't found very many songs that I don't really enjoy that much from them. Most of them I really find enjoyable, great for running and that sort of thing. I never really listen to lyrics that much when I am listening to music. I am a classical pianist. I tend to listen to the chords and different, you know, beats and sounds and things like that. These songs are just really great for cleaning, in my opinion. Kind of a quirky little something interesting for you today, but it's absolutely on topic because today I am presenting a few tips to make cleaning fun or at least more enjoyable, especially if you detest cleaning like I do. I don't like it. I don't like it. It is one of those things that you just have to do and do and do and it's never done. My first tip is, you know, speaking of music, listen to music while you are cleaning. Whether you like classic rock, electronica, pop music, just turn some music on that you enjoy. Not only does music have a lot of benefits, improving your mood, your capability for concentration and different things like that, you can look up studies. It's amazing what music can do, and various types of music will enhance those benefits more than others. But there are also a lot of ways that it's just a distraction and helps you to get the job done when it comes to cleaning. I also find I am much more energized when music is on and it's relaxing, soothing, gets me kind of pumped up and ready to clean or whatever. And I find it much more enjoyable to clean with music on than anything else. It's probably the tip that I use most out of all of these things that I'm going to present. My kids and I were kind of grumpy the other day. We were getting ready to clean up whatever it was we were cleaning up. I think we were getting ready to take off in the RV for the summer. And my son looked at me. We were going to do all of the dishes. And he just said, "Can we just turn on some music, please?" So we turned on the music and it made it so much more fun. We got a lot more done. We did a better job. And it made me really happy that he knew that turning on music would make his time a little bit better. My next tip would be to turn on a show or a movie that you've seen several times. I find that my brain seems to fill in the picture when you are, you know, listening to basically something that you've seen before, and it makes it easy to see kind of in your mind what's going on as you're listening to the show or the movie. I used to sew a lot before we lived in the RV. That's really one thing that I miss very much about RV life. There's not much space for it. I do have my sewing machine in the RV. I don't pull it out very often though because it makes a mess and then it's usually a more than a one day project. So I have to pick my time very carefully when I'm going to pull that out and have it be kind of a mess for my family to deal with for a long time. I find it makes tasks much more enjoyable though, just to have something on that you like, whatever your taste in movies or TV shows though, it just makes it much more enjoyable to have something on and to be listening to a story while you are doing your tasks that can be somewhat mundane. I turn something on almost every night while I'm cooking dinner. I'm often very tired by that point and ready to be done for the day. And I have a good, you know, 45 minutes of work ahead of me. So I usually turn something on. It's nice and calming in the house. I don't really want my kids watching a bunch of TV, but it is the time when I can turn something on and it's nice. Makes it go much faster. When I am doing the dishes by myself, if the family's not helping out, I will turn on something while doing the dishes as well. My third tip is to have a race with yourself or your family while you're cleaning. You can set a timer. You can try to see what you can do in X amount of time. I have absolutely raced my kids many, many times. It's so funny because this instinct kicks in them. And even if they were like complaining or grumpy beforehand, they just want to try to beat their mom at whatever job they're trying to do. This is also a really good one for if you only have a certain amount of time, but you want to get something done, you can absolutely set that timer, see how much you can get done. Also, on a day when you don't have much time to clean up, it's kind of motivating to get something done, and it doesn't have to be perfect. You're just getting the job done, going about it really quickly. It's amazing how much you can actually get done. I also find that when I time myself, it makes me remember that the next time I have to do that same chore. Like if I set a timer to do the laundry and see if I can fold it all in 10 minutes or whatever, I remember the next time that I fold the laundry that I only needed 7 minutes to fold my little pile of laundry. So it's kind of a bonus in that way. If you time yourself frequently or somewhat frequently, you will remember that the next time. That it doesn't really take that long. I remember one time when I was a kid, I was complaining because it was my sister's job to empty the dishwasher. And I felt like that was a really easy job compared to whatever I had to do. Obviously, it probably wasn't. I was probably just being a kid and complaining about it. But I remember telling my mom one day when I was supposed to empty the dishwasher for my sister because she was going to be gone, that it was a terrible job, you know, the injustice of being asked to empty the dishwasher. Oh, man, it's so funny. Anyway, I remember complaining to her and my mom was like, "It's going to take you like 2 minutes, Katie. Just do it. It's going to be okay." And I looked at her and I was like, "Okay, fine. Let's time it. It's going to take way longer than 2 minutes." Miss Sassy Pants over here got to work and my mom set the timer and it took me like a minute and a half. And it made me feel a little bit embarrassed that I'd sat there and complained about it. Although, you know, obviously my sister should have been doing her chore. I stand by that one. There's some sisterly love for you right there. Actually, my sister's awesome. She's really fun. It was a good moment for me to learn that most chores don't take that long. There's something about setting that timer that gets you a little bit more energetic and you're able to get the job done more quickly. Also able to see how long it actually takes. Reminds you that you don't need to complain about it. You can just get it done in a shorter amount of time than you think it feels like it's going to take. And it has a lot of benefits, I think. As you can see, I try to make cleaning fun, not just for the kids, but for myself, because I really don't like doing it. My next tip is, before you start cleaning, determine a reward for yourself. Maybe you are going to make yourself a cup of tea. Maybe you have some time for playing basketball. Whatever it is that you enjoy doing, giving yourself that time when you are done will encourage you to get your cleaning done and to get it done quickly. That way you have more time for whatever it is that you want to do. I'm discovering a lot of things about myself lately, and one of the things that I am beginning to understand is that I need to take time to enjoy my efforts. This is something that I really don't do very well. I see in myself that I need to develop the habit of appreciating my work in even little tasks. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, wow, I should really take more time to say, wow, I vacuumed. It looks really nice in here. Even something as simple as that. Or enjoying sitting in a clean living room and just looking at it or being in it and enjoying the peaceful space. I don't really do that very much. I should do more. I often get so busy and have this urgent feeling that I have to get on to the next task, and I end up not taking that time because I feel like I can't. It doesn't have to be a big, huge deal, though. You really can reward yourself with even 5 or 10 minutes of something in order to appreciate the work that you've done and the effort that you've put into your home and making it a beautiful place. My last tip requires a little bit of a preface. I know sometimes life gets crazy. There are many challenges that can come up, whether they are health challenges, work challenges, maybe your family has an adjustment they need to make. Maybe you just have never been into minimalism, cleaning, organizing, and you find yourself with a big mess on your hands. It can be very overwhelming. Our possessions also, unfortunately, don't like to put themselves away. So it's really hard to make the time to put them away. And if you don't, it's amazing how fast things pile up. It is hard to keep up on a house. It's a lot of work. Here is my tip. If you are in one of those times where you are really struggling, make an agreement with yourself that you get to do a quick job, not a perfect job of whatever chore it is that you are doing. Sometimes we need to give ourselves this grace a little bit more often. It's also interesting that sometimes those quick jobs, the more consistent we are with doing them, even if it's not the best job, you might find it more doable just because you made it not have such a high standard, and you will find yourself doing it more often. And a lot of organizing books and cleaning books that I've read have said that, you know, just be consistent, don't be perfect. And it's amazing how that consistency will keep a place more clean. It's like if you clean your bathroom every day, even if you do a very basic job on it, each day you'll end up covering a little bit more ground if you start off with a really dirty bathroom than if you scrub it down once and then wait a week. If you clean it all week, every single day, at the end of the week, it's still going to be clean because you've covered a little bit more ground, gotten this little corner a little better. Consistency is key with cleaning. Showing ourselves grace and saying, look, clean for 30 minutes. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just do your best. You'll be able to see a significant difference in the cleanliness of your home. It will feel different. You'll feel uplifted. And the next time you clean, you can have that same standard and you will be able to cover more ground over time. If you only do a quick cleaning job, then, and that's the end of it, then obviously you're not going to get the benefit of that consistency. But if you do more frequent cleaning really quickly, you'll see that it makes a huge difference. I've had times in my life where I simply needed to give myself this grace and say, I'm going to do my best, and that's not very good right now, but I'm going to do it. And each time I have told myself that and released the pressure a little bit in that situation, it's always been better. My minimalist challenge for you today would be that the next time you clean, make it more enjoyable. We have to spend so much time cleaning. It's kind of ridiculous. So if you're going to be spending a lot of time cleaning, it should be more fun. It's something that we can enter into a practice of and make that part of our lives a little bit more enjoyable. I really love a clean house. I love the way it smells. I love the way it feels. I love the functionality of it. And so I do it, but I really don't like cleaning very much. These are all things that help us to have a clean house and help me to get through it because I don't enjoy it at all. I hope these tips help you too, and that you will be able to have a more clean home with a smile on your face, and that you'll be able to enjoy having a tidy space that you can really function well in. I am off to go and hang out with my family and enjoy my wedding anniversary. I hope that you all have an excellent day. Remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff.